Rocha.
Como é que é, bebês? Sejam muito bem-vindos para mais uma edição do podcast Rockstar, que é impróprio para cardíacos. Aliás, hoje há padrada daquela da boa, porque eu entrevistei o vocalista dos Creator e eles estão aqui hoje em discurso direto, preparadíssimos para regressarem a Portugal no dia 15 de junho. Eles vêm dar um concerto em nome próprio, finalmente, têm vindo a festivais, estrearam-se em Portugal há 31 anos, a primeira vez foi em 1993. Então, é com um gostinho muito especial que agora se apresentam finalmente sozinhos em palco, talvez com um convidado especial. Falamos disso mais à frente aqui na entrevista, ainda não sabemos. Conversei então com o Milha Petrodza, que é o vocalista e o guitarrista da banda alemã. E antes de mais nada, eu quis saber quais são as suas 5 músicas preferidas de sempre dos Creator, porque são essas 5 músicas que vamos ouvir hoje aqui no Rockstar.
My favorite songs of Creator is definitely like a song like Hate Über Alles, the title track of the latest album. Satan is Real, Pleasure to Kill.
Two more,
Hail to the Hordes and 666 World Divided.
Começamos então com Hate Über Alles, que é a música que dá título ao novíssimo álbum dos Creator, e depois a entrevista.
I'm
YouTuber Ares, a música nova dos Creator, eles que estão hoje em discurso direto aqui no Rockstar, apenas há algumas semanas de regressarem a Portugal em nome próprio.
Rockstar. Hi Anna, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Finally. So you are German, but you have an Italian name.
Yeah, my father came from Italy to Germany. So I am half Italian.
Okay, so your name is pronounced Mille Petrozza.
Petrozza, yeah.
Petrozza, oh, absolutely. Okay. So you're coming back to Portugal.
Yeah, looking forward next month on the, I think the 15th.
Yep.
Playing Salatejo, I think.
Salatejo, yes.
Tejo, Tejo? Sorry, I had my pronunciation. All right, Tejo, okay. I'm really looking forward to this. It's been 2 years since we last visited Portugal, and it was last time we came, it was a festival. This time we're doing our own show.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Finally, a solo show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be like, you know, playing a festival is always great, but you only have a limited amount of time. So to me, it's a special thing to go to play for our fans in Portugal since I think we haven't played a solo show in many, many years.
Yeah.
The last previous two or three times we came to Portugal, it was always in a festival situation. So this time we have a longer set. We will have like an hour and a half or whatever we choose to, or long we choose to play. So this is definitely something that I'm looking forward to.
So you're going to enjoy it 100%.
And 150%, because we really like Portugal. The metal audience in Portugal, and especially Los Boas, it's amazing. And we've had a long history with the country, because our first show we ever played in Portugal was in 1993. And
oh,
I remember, yeah, it's been a while. And I remember we were among the extreme metal bands or thrash metal bands that ever came to Portugal. So we go way back.
So your first time was 30 years ago.
That's
pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
What is your biggest Portuguese memory? Besides festivals,
You mean audience or
everything? The country, the people, everything.
Every time I think of Portugal, I think of my friends. I have friends there. The guys in Moonspell, you know.
I know them.
Ibero, and and they are good friends of ours. They took us on one of their European tours in 1999, and we were friends ever since. And that's the first thing that I think of when it comes to Portugal, and of course the beautiful country. I went to on vacation there once to the Algarve, and
It's amazing.
That's the second thing that comes to mind. But of course the audience is really enthusiastic and very supportive.
And that time maybe Fernando from Moonspell can go on stage with you this time.
Oh yeah, he could. He should. If he's in town, I'll give him a call and ask him to do one of our more satanic songs.
Agora, Satan is Real, mais uma malha dos Creator.
Rockstar.
Pleasure to Kill, os Creator, no Rockstar.
Rockstar.
Do you remember your first gig as a kid? Who did you see?
I mean, you're talking like international band or local band? Because the first
international band. The first band that you saw live.
The first band that I saw live was Kiss on their Unmasked tour 1980. And I was really, really young. I had to go with my cousin. Because she was older, in order to get into the show. And that was life-changing. You got to understand when I was, like, when you're at that age and you're like very receptive to you know, the whole world, it's like a whole new world. And especially a band like Kiss, where they have like these huge explosions on stage, the costumes and all the theatrical aspect, you're like blown. I was blown away, and it was definitely life changing. And the opening band for that show was Iron Maiden. And I was really, really I was on the edge of becoming a total metalhead. I was still into Kiss, but when I saw Iron Maiden live, I became more, I dug deeper into the metal scene, and I got into the new wave of British heavy metal. I got into bands like Judas Priest, Saxon, and all that after that concert.
Was that the moment in your life that you thought, I'm going to have a metal band?
Kind of, yeah, absolutely. Because it was inspiring, you know. You got to understand, especially a band like Iron Maiden, that who has had, at the time when I saw them, still had that punky edge, and it had like three chords, powerful, fast, crazy stuff that I could relate to, because I thought they were like, they looked like metalheads. And I was a metalhead at the time. I was becoming a metalhead. I was a 12-year-old kid. But at the time, I thought, if they can do it, maybe I can do it.
Yeah. And you did it.
Yeah. Kind of.
Because it's not easy for a metal band to be active for the past 40 years. You've been going through some ups and downs. Where are you right now as a band?
As a band, we're at a very healthy point in our time as a band, because we have a lineup that's very stable, very, very harmonic. We click with each other. There's no drama. We eliminated a lot of the drama from the past, and we have a great team that we're working with, and we have a very cool run at the moment. And I think we feel like there's still a lot that we have to say. So we're already working on new music, and we go on a tour, on a huge tour this year, and I think we're doing two tours. Still, we just came back from Australia, so we're in a very good spot.
Mais uma malha escolhida pelo Mille, chama-se Hail to the Hordes, os Creator, em exclusivo aqui no Rockstar da Comercial. And how's it been to be back on the road after the lockdown, of course?
Oh, it's been kind of bumpy because we had a tour. I think we started last year in March. Mm-hmm. We did a huge tour with a band called Lamb of God, and mm-hmm. we were doing a whole European run. And from then onward, it was back to normal, fortunately. And I thought I almost it was crazy times, you know, lockdown. Yeah. It was like, I want to go back out. I want to play. That's what I do, you know. And it was taken from me, and it was taken from a lot of people, not only from me. Yep. So I don't want to be whiny, and I'm just everything is back to normal. Everybody, you know, and enjoy the gatherings of music and celebrate music again.
So we're going to celebrate music, rock music, metal music, everything with you.
Yeah, you should.
Of course, I'm going to be there. And you have your you have your latest album to show to Portuguese fans. Hate Your mm-hmm. Ails. Is that mm-hmm. what
it's called? No, it's my almost like me trying to pronounce the club.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it. It's you pronounce it like Hate Über Alles. It's probably very very unusual to
okay.
pronounce for
Hate Über Alles. Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
You got it. Right there,
I got
right
it.
There, right there.
Hate Über Alles. Okay, I'm
yeah,
always learning.
Yeah.
So you have this album to show to Portuguese fans. What do you think they expect from you and from this album?
They get the full treatment. We will be presenting some of our newer songs, but also some deep cuts that we haven't played in a while. I was just thinking that we want to make this like a special event for our fans in Portugal, because we don't play in Portugal so often, if you know mm-hmm. what I mean.
Yep.
So we definitely want to dig out some of the songs that we haven't played for a long time. For example, stuff from the early days of Creator mixed with some of the newer songs. So
okay.
I guess there's going to be something for everyone.
A última neste Rockstar de hoje, Creator 666 World Divided.
Integrity!
666 World Divided, os Creator, aqui no Rockstar da Rádio Comercial. E acho que a brincar, já estamos a descobrir um bocadinho do alinhamento do concerto no próximo dia 15 de junho na Sala Tejo. Vai ser um concerto inacreditável, a primeira vez dos Creator em nome próprio, sem ser num festival. Eles que já nos visitam há 31 anos e vai ser um daqueles concertos mesmo arrasadores, tenho a certeza absoluta. Para fechar, aquela mensagem simpática para os fãs portugueses.
Hi Portuguese fans, this is Mila Patoza from Creator and we're coming for you at June 15th to Lisboa. Don't miss it, it's gonna be fucking cool as hell.
Encontramos-nos no concerto e malta, até ao próximo Rockstar.